Welcome everybody to the first ever podcast of me, this your host, Triple Blaze. I'm glad you guys can join me tonight. We got some topics that we can talk about. You know, this podcast is about life, and I want to be somebody that can open the doors to your mind for you to understand what goes on in your life and how can you change. Change is the biggest thing in this world. We need to do a lot of it. Would you agree? All right, let's get on with the rest of the show. Today's show, we're going to talk about relationships. Relationships are so confusing nowadays. The social media has taken over our dating scene. We can't just go casually up to somebody random and say, "Hey, how are you doing?" without them looking at you weird. That's how they used to do it back in the day. You would meet someone randomly that crossed your path. Either A, they stuck around and you fell in love with them, or B, it was just a, "Hello, how are you? Have a good day." No, we can't even do that anymore. Everybody's locked in on their phones. They don't communicate. The only way to really talk to them, even if you're sitting next to them, is to send them a casual text. And they're staring at their phone, and you want to say hello, but you can't because their eyes are glued. So, how can we solve that? How can we move on from that and talk to one another in our relationships? Do you notice? You notice when you try to talk to each other, it seems like there's animosity or envy there of some sort. Maybe it's because in the relationship, there's too many other people on the outside that are interfering with what's going on between y'all two. A relationship's meant for two people, not five, six, seven, eight other people in the circle. It's not a triangle. It never should be. Everybody should be loyal, trust, and respect each other. Right off the bat. I run into this all the time. You know, it's hard to introduce myself in public. Maybe it's because I've been stuck behind these computers and these platforms for dating, where I'm shy. I'm scared of rejection. You know, and then when you meet the person, you finally meet somebody that's semi-normal. There's no such thing as normal, but you know, they got quirks and there's issues with them. And so you can kind of relate. But after a while, you can start seeing the true colors of this person. While they were talking to you, there was like other people on the line, man. And that's just not cool. You should automatically, when you're talking to somebody, you should give that person your full-on attention. And don't hesitate with all these other dicks and Jerrys out there. Or these, Raggedy Ann's or Suzanne's. We need to pay attention to our surroundings, absorb everything that this world has to offer, and look around you. See what's really beautiful out there. And just go up to somebody and just say, "How you doing?" Just start a conversation. If it ends up being a cup of coffee later on, so be it. That's how we need to start doing things again. We need to get outside of our box, our comfort zone, and say hello to the opposite sex. Or if, you know, you prefer the same sex, say hello. Introduce yourself. Maybe that relationship can turn into something more. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for coming to my podcast for today's subject on relationships and getting out of the comfort zone and stop Stop hiding behind a computer screen. Go be yourself. If they can't accept you who you are, then they are not the person that you need to be spending your time with. All right, everybody, again, this is Triple Blaze, signing off. Have a good night.